Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are talking about the new Netflix film, Damsel, which came out this month.
Starring Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes, but also Ray Winstone and Angela Bassett and Robin Wright. So that's a pretty good cast right there.
And Nick Robinson, who's from Love, Simon. Never watched that.
We did. The movie.
No.
You never watched the movie?
I have never seen Love, Simon. No,
I feel like you went to see it in the movies with me, but maybe I was wrong.
No, I did not. I have not seen it.
It's very cute.
Yes, Robin Wright was very fun because we were like, she looks so familiar. And then Raymond looked her up and was like, oh, she's from Forrest Gump. And I was like, is that Jenny?
I mean, she's Buttercup, Princess Buttercup and the Princess Bride. Like,
and Princess Buttercup. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she's a fantastic actress. I love her very much.
Studded cast.
Yeah, wow. I mean, they spent the money for this. And also, I think the CGI was pretty good. This dragon looked pretty good. This world looked pretty good. It wasn't cringy. It wasn't no Pinocchio.
No. I mean, the only thing that this movie didn't have going for it was the screenplay and overall story.
Yes.
That's pretty much where it fell really, really, really flat.
I described this movie as being one note, and I don't think anything could describe it better.
I can't tell you how amazed I was at how kind of bored I was watching this. Like, it was, like, Millie, and this was a really great test, because I was like, you know, okay, we're getting some new stuff. You know, we all know Millie from Stranger Things.
Enola Holmes.
And Enola Holmes, but, you know, she's breaking out into other stuff. And Enola Holmes, those movies were pretty decent. They weren't amazing, but they're definitely better than this. And so I was like, okay, this is a good test. Will Millie being in the movie just make it good, make it better? And sad to say, no. But she didn't hinder the movie. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. She didn't hinder it. She unfortunately couldn't make it better because this movie was pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, this movie felt like a quick fairy tale novel for preteens. You know, it was like a YA kind of concept with no depth to it. And I'm not saying that other YA things can have depth, because they definitely can. But this is just a twist on a fairy tale, in a sense, and that's all it is. It's feminist in its own way, I guess, by being, this chick doesn't need to be saved, you know?
It could have been more that, like, I would have, even though it would have been very in your face about it, I think in this instance, I would have preferred that rather than it being just this very stagnant, like, just... I mean, Millie being a badass, you know, I would have liked this to have been a bit more like, and they do get revenge, but like, I wanted a bit more badass revenge. Like, we spend a lot of time in this cave and Like, they get out, like, literally there's 13 minutes left of the movie for them to enact their revenge. 13 yeah. minutes. I was right. like, no, no. I needed, like, a solid 45 minutes of, like, badass killery with, like, some fire. Like, I wanted to team up with this dragon to fucking burn the shit out of these people and, like, do get some good stabs in. Like, I wanted some slicing and dicing with this sword. Like, I wanted, like, full-on revenge gore, like, women's wrongs, but technically valid, very much valid women's wrongs.
So you wanted Daenerys at the end of Game of Thrones?
I did. I really did. I really did. And it took 48 minutes. I was literally checking the timing for this movie because I was watching it, and I was like, because... They also gave away too much in the trailer. Like,
yeah, okay. Let's just unpack that real quick because truly, this trailer was the entire movie. Like, the whole thing. And I don't know how I didn't avoid this trailer in the first place, but like, it's the whole plot of the movie and it's the whole like essence of it. And even in the end, like, you kind of see it coming. That she ends up teaming up with this dragon. Like, how else is she supposed to get away from this, like, hell-bent dragon?
I didn't see that part. I saw that she, like, meets... So, I probably didn't watch the entire trailer because I don't watch the entirety of trailers or trailers in general. But from what I saw of this trailer, I knew she was going to be sacrificed because I knew she gets thrown over that bridge. Mm-hmm. And I knew that she cut her hair. So I was like, all right, fighting montage, like revenge montage. Like that, I was like, cool, sacrifice, revenge montage. Done and done. Millie, love Millie, watching this dragon. Actually, I didn't even know if there was a dragon in this movie.
What do you mean?
Because I don't particularly remember that from the trailer.
Oh, I do.
Because I might have not gotten that far.
There is a shot of her getting smushed by a claw.
Oh, okay. I don't remember this.
Yeah.
So I missed that part.
You know, I think the moments of this that really... I mean, it was just fun in general. Like, it was a little bit boring. But it is kind of fun to see her discover the different parts of the cave. Especially that cool glowy part.
With the cool little caterpillars that heal you.
Yeah.
And she finds the safety cave where all the other princesses end up. And she kind of like connects with all the other dead princesses.
If that was more involved, I would have liked that a little bit. You know, like a little bit more creepiness. A little bit more these women are helping you kind of situation. I mean, it was... Yeah,
like the ghost of princesses past helping her throughout the caves.
And like the fact that it ended with this dragon, like she's like, I'm not going to kill you, but you killed all these other girls that you thought were not royals, even though none of them explained to you. Because like this dragon could talk. So like obviously the women could talk back to the dragon. And has no one ever said over the 1,000 years or whatever that like, they just made me one of them by putting blood in me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no one said that. This dragon was kind of like kill first, ask questions later. So
the CGI of like all of the lava was pretty cool. I thought that her running away was insane. Every single time she did it, I was like, how are you getting away from this? I don't understand.
From like the fire breath, the lava breath.
Yeah, and her just constantly yelping and grunting when there was just silence around her to attract back this ginormous dragon.
Yeah, it was like I was like,
be quiet,
quiet. Yeah,
be quiet, bitch.
Yeah, when she was reading the map to get out. And she, like, came across the parts of the cave, was like, oh, music. And she's, like, talking. I'm like, girl, be quiet.
I mean, she had a lot of noises because she was in a lot of pain. Like, she got burned real bad. She got cut. So, like, She was pretty like, you know, in bad shape.
She was betrayed by her family and her husband. You know, it was all very traumatic. We got a little redemption arc from her dad, which was pretty good. You know, I was already kind of like, fuck you, dad, for doing that.
I know.
That. But so I really didn't care what happened to him. I was actually kind of happy he died.
The emotional sense of this movie is just not, it's just not there. Like, you just don't care. You're like, well, I know she's going to succeed. So what, you know, what are we even doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yes, we understand that she is going to succeed, but like, I want to see how, like, I want to see her in action. I want to see I wanted the dragon to be like the mentor, like the fighting mentor. And then they like, that's like, I don't know. I wanted something else. And this,
different movie.
I try not to go in with too many expectations, but this just made me, maybe I did go in with too much expectations because again, I partially watched the trailer. And so that made me just like think things were going to happen and then they didn't. But yeah, the really cute scene, Angela Bassett was trying to like save her. That was pretty cute.
Yeah. Angela Bassett being the not evil stepmother was really refreshing. And she was actually the loving stepmother.
Yeah. When does she play the evil stepmother?
I mean, just like the fairy tale trope of a...
Like she could have been evil, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
Got it.
She was well-meaning.
Yeah, she was.
It was fun. I enjoyed watching this alone.
I actually didn't watch this alone. We had a guest over at the house, and so they watched it with us. Our friend Jenny was over, and they were just like hanging out for the day, and I was like, we have to watch Damsel. Do you want to watch it with us? It's best to watch this movie at night because I have really bad glares from my windows behind my TV.
It's a dark movie. Yeah.
Well, we watched it like in the afternoon when the glares were at their peak.
The worst.
But, you know, we saw enough. There was enough fire being thrown and enough like lighting to make it okay. So it wasn't that bad, but it was pretty bad. But that's fine. I mean, this movie had a lot of really nice parts that I just kind of wish were expanded upon a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. We got some pretty fun costuming in this. I thought it was, you know, her multi-layered dress just kind of getting taken off piece by piece was really fun to watch. And that's a
being
major
used
character
for different things.
Movie.
Like her little mesh sleeves were to hold the worms. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And she had like that busk like bone in the center of her her corset.
It seemed like it was made of metal.
Yeah, they can be made of metal. And so they have like kind of a pointy end and it could be used as a knife in a way.
And she sharpened it after two sharpenings. That's
I know.
Would have taken much more to sharpen that thing.
Well,
but,
it
would have
been
whatever.
Too loud. It would have been too loud.
Yeah, sure. We really weren't worried about being loud in this movie. So that really wasn't an issue here.
You know, it was fun. It was a fun movie. I definitely like Enola Holmes better. So, and I think that's because it's more of a mystery.
Especially the second Enola Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
we really liked the second one.
Yeah, more than the first one, too.
For sure. Yeah. I was looking at the director, Juan Carlos Fresnadillo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also going to make The Sword and the Stone.
What? Like a Disney adaptation of Sword and the Stone?
I have no clue. It's just under his upcoming area for his directing.
Oh, okay. Because so I think that the Disney one, it's not the best story. Like, it's a very, very short movie.
It sure is. It's very short.
It's like a short film almost, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is, in fact. I'm gonna look at
some of the trivia. Yes, okay. Dude, you thought right. I have it already open.
I mean, we kind of have a set list of what we do.
We sure
usually
do.
Usually next is trivia time.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I'm just going to read all these because they're interesting. It was announced in November 2020 that Millie Bobby Brown, hot off the success of Enola Holmes, had signed on to executive produce and star in a fantasy film. And the budget is around $60 to $70 million, which is not so high. It's pretty good. Although placed in a fictional land with no religion, wardrobe and jewelry mix the Elizabethan period with Catholic symbols and morale. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. The onset cave system helped Brown herself feel like she was experiencing that journey.
Oh, onset caves. So that's
I like cool. that. I mean, I thought the sets were pretty good. Like, it could have been more hokey, and it was honestly pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the way it looked, like, cinematography and CG and everything, it looked legit. Like, it looked very well made.
Millie Bobby Brown's thick silk and velvet wedding gown is topped off with a gold filigree pomander for precious ambergris. Dragon spittle fragrance in Chinese is musky and very flammable. Elodie's exemplary skills allow her to fight a dragon in a maze in her suit of armor with light.
Mm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Love that they added that aspect to it. It adds to it. Like, I feel like that costume, like I said, is like a character. It is really important to the evolution of her character. It is so fun. Like, it's really constricted and has that kind of like unraveling as it continues throughout the movie until it's just like a corset and a skirt at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the spoiler ones are not that great. It's just comparing it to Game of Thrones and The Hobbit.
Yeah, just but... kind of how the interactions and like how they're shot. Yeah. I'm pretty sure one of the jokes I made at the end of this movie was, all right, Khaleesi, like,
no, it's when... absolutely true. Yeah. It's yeah. just like a kind of like, we've seen this before, but that's okay. This is a movie on Netflix. What do you expect?
So just so I understand. So the dragon's three daughters, the three baby dragons were her daughters, and they were all killed. So yes. Every generation, this kingdom has to provide three daughters to sacrifice. So that's why they marry off. So and I'm guessing they've either had daughters or they've mostly had sons. So the son will get married and then will get quote unquote married three times, and then they'll just sacrifice the bride.
You got that right.
How it was okay.
Okay. It's that okay. simple.
Just checking that it was actually that simple.
You can read the last spoiler trivia.
The last one, the animals one.
Mm-hmm.
Elodie's love for animals is an important factor in her survival and eventual alliance with the dragon. When she discovers the glowworms have healed her burn wound, she holds one up and apologizes to it. She uses their healing power on her sister and then the dragon after their fight. The glowworms are based on a real glowworm, the fungus gnat larva that lives in the Watomo cave system in New Zealand.
A glowing worm? Oh, I love it. That's awesome. I'm going to look this thing up.
Real glowing worm.
I'm going to look it up on
gnat larva.
On Google. Let's see. Its luminescence takes place in the bug's larval stage. Oh my goodness, there's some beautiful photos of these caves. Wow. It looks just like the movie. But honestly, there's like these little dangling drip drops that look like pearls descending from the cave walls. Wow, how beautiful.
Ooh.
Oh my god, that is just incredible. That is awesome.
Oh my goodness. Ooh.
So neat.
I think this might just be a picture of Avatar. No. Well.
No, it's real. It's a real place, a real thing. Honestly, I've never seen that before. So that's cool.
That's very cool.
So I also thought that Millie Bobby Brown, it was funny that she was in this because her name is Elodie. And she plays Enola Holmes, Elodie, and Eleven. It's like only E names.
Oh, that'd be a fun trivia to add.
I'm going to see if there's any other things that she's been in that. I mean, she really isn't in a whole lot of other stuff other than some TV shows. Except for she was Godzilla in that, versus like, Kong.
Yeah, she was in that Godzilla movie.
She's in two of them. She's in King of the Monsters and Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But she's got some other things coming up. Like, she's always making some things. She's very hot right now, so... Good for her for producing this film again. I know she also produced Enola Holmes. And I think it's great that we have such young people producing films that they want to see and that they want to be involved with. Because I think she's like 20 or 21 now.
She's born 2004.
She's 20 years old.
Oh my gosh.
She's still a baby.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, it's really fun to see her producing stuff. Let's see, she's got The Girls I've Been, The Thing About Jellyfish, The Electric State, and Stranger Things season nice. What season is it?
Season five? Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was only supposed to be four seasons. Was that the original idea? Was that it was going to be four seasons?
I don't know.
I thought the original lore was that every season was going to be a different season. So the first season was winter because it was Christmas. Another season was Halloween, so it was fall. Yeah. And then another season was summer because it was, you know, summer. And then, and then the season was supposed to be spring, and then that was and then it was supposed to be it.
I think like, you're right, like but that. It came back around. So
it sure did. It sure did come back around. All right, I'm going to look at these plot keywords. So we've got revenge, princess, dragon, female protagonist, and queen. And you know what?
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
For some reason, let me see. Okay, so this movie got a 46 Metascore, which I think is pretty okay. Like, I think I might give it slightly lower than that, but you know, it's fine.
I think that's very generous for this
movie. It is. Yeah. There is a lot of low. So this has 8 positive reviews, 14 mixed, and 6 negative reviews. So
wow.
This was a pretty middling movie.
Well, actually, yeah. Mostly mixed. Okay, I definitely thought there'd be more negatives, but you know, maybe people had a lot of ideas like us, and they were like, this movie had potential, but it just didn't quite do it.
And that's the screenplay's fault for sure. So, because I think a lot of the other bits about it are really good. Like I said, the costumes, the production design is pretty fun. So, you know.
I mean, and I don't... And I don't want to be an asshole, but I just clicked on the IMDb page for the writer of this movie.
Yeah.
And he wrote for Wrath of the Titans and what? Fast 10.
Okay.
So I think I'm connecting the dots.
They hired somebody to write the screenplay.
I think I'm connecting the dots about what happened here. And I'm just going to leave that at that.
That's the most asshole thing you've ever said.
Is it?
That guy's making a living writing movies and you aren't.
You know what? Good on him. Make that money. Write those shitty screenplays and you make that money. But I'm just saying, they're shitty. Although I don't think I ever saw Wrath of Titans. We saw the one before. Wasn't there
the one first with the... one? Yes.
Yes.
Which is their remake of the original.
With Sam Worthington.
Yes, we were like obsessed with it.
It was, yes, he was my husband for a little bit.
Literally no one else cared as much as us about that movie.
Nobody cared. And it was Clash of the Titans. So Clash of the Titans was the one that we saw. And then I never saw Wrath of the Titans.
Because we also love the original, you know, with like a young, what's her name? Maggie Smith. Remember?
Yes. Yes. That one was, that was exciting.
With the claymation monsters.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh. I want to rewatch that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to rewatch that. All right, I'm gonna read the lowest one here. We've got a 20 from the Telegraph. Rather than being any particular person's bright idea for a girl boss fantasy revenge caper, this lousy romp was obviously hatched by an algorithm and might just as well have been directed by AI, you know.
I love that is getting to be the next like jab at things. It's like, did AI write this? Because that's what it feels like.
It feels like it's missing a little bit of human interaction, a little bit of the human touch.
Yeah, and honestly, most of this movie barely has any human interaction in it. So like,
exactly.
The better parts of it is when there's other people in the screen and not just Millie Bobby Brown talking to herself.
Yes.
I don't know.
And not to mention, the voice of the dragon sounded super familiar. It was, why isn't she on like, the first page?
Yes, she's a Spanish actress, I think, or something.
Yeah.
She got like a really deep voice. I actually watched, you know what it was? She was the lady in Renfield, the one who was like the head of the empire. You know, the mother of Jean Ralphio.
Yeah, she has like this deep, like husky, sexy voice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's her, right? Like,
I think it is. It was. Where the hell is she? Oh, here she is. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce this name.
Oh. Okay, sound it out. Take your time.
Okay. Sheree Agdashlu? Oh, I tried my best.
Okay.
She's from Iran.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, she got a great voice.
I'm not seeing Renfield. No, yes. Yeah, you're right. It just wasn't in her most known for.
Well, that's what I know her from.
Well.
I'm going to read another one of these low ones because I just feel sure. like we kind of need to.
Sure.
IGN's 30 says, a weak script and boring performances make the Netflix fantasy film Damsel a real slog, torpedoing its attempt to be a subversive spin on classic adventure tales. Any sense of wonder or magic is diluted by cheap-looking CGI and its overly repetitive action sequences.
Ooh.
The Wall Street Journal says the cast has lost the bet to be in this movie.
Like they had to draw straws and they're like, all right, you guys were in this movie.
Yeah. Ugh. Colliders 50 says, rather than embracing more nuanced themes, the film shies away from deeper introspection. That is exactly what I said. Oh, okay. We need to read some of these higher ones at least. Pace Magazine gave it a 79. It says, as a fantasy, Damsel convincingly transports us into the lair of a dragon that is often stunning and always intriguing. What?
Okay, sure. Yeah, dragon lairs. Always a fun time. Not a lot of death.
Variety says she embodies the role. She believes in herself in the role. And I will believe that. Like, she's a good actress. She can feel... like, you can connect with her on a level. She's a good, you know, a very connectable actress. Her efforts are palpable. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. She puts her all into this.
And she's not a bad actress. Like, I'm not gonna rag on her for this bad screenplay because, in my opinion, she does a pretty good job with it. So,
she does. Yeah, she does. I mean, she's got a lot of motivations. You know, obviously self-preservation, but then to save her sister, like the sisterly bond, which the sisterly what is it
aspect?
Called? Chemistry. You know, whatever their relationship was pretty well done. Yeah. Her sister was very cute, her younger sister, you know, talking about how pretty the castle is and everything. And yeah, so there's definitely lots of aspects to relate to her character. Should I go ahead and read this highest one? Highest we got here is a 79.
Oh, I said it. I read that.
Oh, you read it already. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Never mind. You're reading too fast, man. I was trying to scroll and find these ones that you were reading.
I just went for it.
You just ran right through them. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I gotta say.
That's it? We don't have anything else to say?
No. I'm sorry, everybody who thought this was gonna be a long podcast.
Okay. I mean, if you have some free time and you like Millie Bobby Brown, go ahead and give this movie a watch. But, you know, if there's something else you'd rather be watching, definitely watch what you have and have else in mind. You know, it's totally fine. But this is on Netflix if you're ever interested. But if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can I lost where I was. What did I say? Email? You can follow our social media at we have.
Wow. No, I think.
You know?
I think you could just end it there. I think you.
Do you know what happened? You know what happened? There's an ad for batteries. There's an Amazon Prime ad for batteries, and I was staring at it a bit too intently, and I just lost. I just lost where I was at.
You went empty-headed.
Because like... I need batteries. So I was like, oh, what? I wonder if these are the batteries I need. Like, I literally, like, went somewhere else.
While trying to say, like, trying to
while
speak
trying, at the same yeah. time. While trying oh, to hilarious. Say it. Okay, where the hell was I? I already said email. our social media. We have Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search Abba the Popcorn or Abba the Popcorn Podcast. And we also have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.